Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 of the best pieces of street smart advice. It doesn't matter how book smart you are. Statistically speaking, when it comes to getting the job done, street smarts almost always outperform book smarts. Why? Because street smarts are anchored in reality, while book smarts are anchored in theory. That's why we always encourage you guys to get both. By the end of this piece, you should have a good idea on how street smarts can be applied in business and in life. With that said, here are 15 of the best pieces of street smart advice. Number 1. Don't make it easy for them. The first thing you learn is to never be an easy target in life. Don't walk around all vulnerable and expect the predators to ignore you. A little paranoia goes a long way when you grow up in shady neighborhoods. In business and in life, predators will always go for the low-hanging fruit. That's not where you want to be. Your place is up at the top. Become a hard-to-get target, and the jackals will just ignore you because you're simply too much work. Number 2. Look like a threat, or at least like you'll fight back. Every gamble we make in life is based on the risk-reward ratio. If the reward is big enough, somebody out there is willing to take the risk. This increases the risk of people screwing with you. That's why the rich always bring the bus of lawyers with them to court. It screams, "Don't mess with me or else hell will rain down on you." In everyday life, you want to be bold, but not so much that you're issuing a challenge. This is a very important distinction you learn out in the world. Once again, if you seem like the risk of things going south is there, they'd rather go for somebody else, that low-hanging fruit we just mentioned. Number 3. Carry cash outside of your wallet. We learned this when negotiating with a gypsy woman when we were younger. We were bargaining for something, and while negotiating, we pulled out our wallet and had more than enough money to pay the amount she was asking. Revealing how much money you have obliterates any negotiation. That's when we learned two valuable lessons. 1. Never disclose what your buying power is. And 2. Keep some cash separate, just in case you need it for small transactions. You don't want everyone to see your $100 bills. Also, here's something a pickpocketer once taught us. Always put your wallet sideways in your pocket so it gets stuck if trying to pull it out. Most pickpocketers can't tell where and how easy your wallet is to reach, and they'll always go for the easy targets. Number 4. Money that's left your hand is no longer yours. This right here is straight up facts. The same goes for your bicycle or playing ball. Some of you learned this lesson the hard way, didn't you? The opposite is also true. A deal is done only when the money is in your hand. Pay attention to how money is changing hands, because money is never actually yours. It's just your turn to hold it. Number 5. They're all in it together. Ever watched a group of hustlers do the 3-card Monty on the corner? There's the guy who's shuffling the 3 cards, and then there are folks pretending to win. This is a classic setup. In business and in life, you'll find this kind of setup is meant to trap you. Don't take the bait. Number 6. If you get arrested, shut the fuck up and call your lawyer. This is by far the most valuable legal advice there is. Shut the hell up. Always be polite, but don't offer any kind of information. Ask if you're free to go or if you're being detained, and until the moment you can call your lawyer, keep your mouth shut. They even say it to you up front. Everything you say can and will be used against you, so don't go giving them anything to use against you. Number 7. If someone asks you what time it is, keep walking. Come on, guys, we live in the age of the internet and smartphones. Everybody knows what time it is. Just keep walking. Depending on how bad the neighborhood you grew up in is, you might even have people ask you about your shoe size. And that's when you know you have to move the hell out. Number 8. It's not what you know, but who. This one has to do with power plays. Growing up in a corrupt country teaches you this firsthand. Unless you know someone in the right places, you're not getting the problem solved quickly. You know what we're talking about, right? But this power dynamic can also get you out of trouble. Name-dropping is a very powerful weapon to open the right doors, either for you to enter or exit through. Number 9. Always thug hard at the plastic card reader when using an ATM. One thing you learn growing up street smart is to be a bit paranoid. To this very day, if we have to use an ATM, we thug hard at the plastic cover of the slot where you put the card in, because we've seen firsthand how that operation works, where they install a card cloner on top of the real reader in order to steal your info. This happens in business as well, especially with contracts. The more time we spent talking to our attorney, the more complex our contracts have become. You never want to leave any doors open for intruders. Plus, you want to make sure that somebody else didn't leave one open for themselves to come after you. And speaking of credit cards and having your info stolen, number 10. Scammers will use anything to get your money. 4 months ago, we let YouTube know that a new scam was going around on their platform. The scam is simple. Scammers create fake accounts with our logo and a name fairly similar to ours, and spam reply comments pretending to be us and inviting you to talk to us about investing your money on WhatsApp. Like we would ever do business on WhatsApp. We reported them to YouTube, blocked their pages, but they keep coming back. We even offered YouTube a simple technical solution which would flag anyone who replies 3 times or more with the exact same text, but they wouldn't listen. Now, we assume you guys are smart enough to realize that these aren't real Alux or whichever influencer you follow that's being targeted by these scammers. But we were shocked to find out that people are still sending them money. So here's one piece of advice. Never send money to anyone you don't know personally. Every product we sell is sold through our website. These scammers are getting more sophisticated by the day. They use email scams to get cookies on your computer and track your activity, which is why for the past 4 years we've been using a VPN to hide our online activity to anyone who's looking our way. We reached out to the company we use, NordVPN, and they have an exclusive offer for the Alux community. Go to alux.com/VPN. If you move fast, you can get 73% off a 2-year plan. That's the bargain of a century. Go to alux.com/VPN and start protecting yourself online. Number 11. If you withdraw a large amount of money from the bank, put the money bag inside of a retail store bag. This concept is about construing wealth. The more money you have, the less you actually want to show it. We keep saying that money is loud, but wealth whispers. You don't need to put a target on your back. Just keep living your life, be happy, and don't waste time trying to flex on people you don't even like. Number 12. Test people's character before you trust them. You give your friend $5 for something. Do they give it back? Do people talk you up or down behind your back? Growing up around inconsistent values, you get a forced education into reading body language and small behavioral traits. We can call out a side eye in our sleep. If you can't trust someone with a little money, you most certainly can't trust them with a lot. By the way, this applies to you as well. If you don't know how to handle $1,000, you most certainly can't handle $100,000. Number 13. Know that not everything shiny is gold. Anyone ever tried the gold ring scam on you? That's when somebody comes to you holding a gold ring saying you must have dropped it. After you say no, they still offer it to you as a gift, and maybe you'll give them something in return. Take a look at it, and it seems like a genuine gold ring, so you give them some money and walk away with your newfound treasure, only to realize that you've been scammed. Rule number 1, nobody is stupid enough to give you the treasure when they can keep it themselves. And rule number 2, if you didn't earn it, don't take it. The first rule speaks to human nature, and the second rule speaks to who you are as a person. Number 14. Always know where the closest exit is. for your own sake and that of those you care for, always have an exit plan. This is both true in life and in business. If things go well, you don't have to worry about it. But as experience has taught us, things are not going to go in your favor 100% of the time, so you best be ready. That law of averages will make the pendulum swing back anytime now. This is the thing that made us be prudent and disciplined with our investments. What if ALOX disappears tomorrow? What do we do then? We have our other investments and companies that we advise in, but what if those go away as well? That's why we have our real estate to provide for us and our stock portfolio that can be liquidated for cash. Always have a way out. Failure to plan equals planning to fail. Number 15. You can always cut a deal. Book-smart people have no idea what emotional intelligence is and how important it is to talk to people like humans are supposed to. Every time you're dealing with a human, there is a deal to be made. We learned this from our Arab friends. Everything in life is negotiable. You just have to ask for the negotiation to begin. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, ALOX.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire ALOX.com team wishes you a very productive day.